in the limelight.
Participation of the United States in the endless wars has turned them into terrorists, says Robert Kohler, journalist, in an article titled "Americans Poisoning Themselves with War." Stay tuned for more. War spews hell in all directions. Just ask the guys at Talon Anvil, a secret U.S. strike cell recently exposed by the New York Times as a unit with a reputation for ignoring the rules of engagement and killing lots and lots of civilians with drone strikes. Part of the problem, a source told the Times, is that the daily demands of overseeing a strike after strike seem to erode operators' perspective and fray their humanity. In other words, participating in the endless U.S. war turned them into terrorists. Early one morning, as a Predator drone circled over the Syrian farming town of Karama, the operators focused on a particular building that they decided, with virtually no evidence, was an enemy training center, and dropped a 500-pound bomb through the roof. As the smoke cleared, a former officer told the Times, his team stared at their screens in dismay. The infrared cameras showed women and children staggering out of the partly collapsed building, some missing limbs, some dragging the dead. The intelligence analyst began taking screenshots and tallying the casualties. They sent an initial battle damage assessment to the Talon Anvil. 23 dead or severely wounded, 30 likely wounded, very likely civilians. Talon Anvil paused only long enough to acknowledge the message, the former officer said, then pressed on to the next target. The frayed humanity hears what did not occur, the operators looking at what they had just done from the viewpoint of the victims. They would have amounted to more than simply dismay. Doing so is almost incomprehensible. Imagine a bomb suddenly piercing your roof in the middle of the night. Imagine your children suddenly dead, your arm or leg missing. My point here is that war is a collective enterprise. Multiply this incident by the size of the U.S. military budget. Virtually the half the country's discretionary spending, around $1 trillion annually all told. And the money is always there, ready and waiting for the security state to consume. The unending lie is that it keeps Americans safe. Imagine, once again, women and children staggering out of the partly collapsed building, some missing limbs, some dragging the dead, and savor the safety you now have. William Astor, pondering the defense budget's endless growth despite the collapse of official Cold War enemy 3 decades ago, asks, why then does each year's National Defense Authorization Act rise ever higher into the troposphere, drifting on the wind and poisoning our culture with militarism? Because, to state the obvious, U.S. Congress would rather engage in pork barrel spending than exercise the slightest real oversight when it comes to the national security state. The key words may well be these: poisoning the U.S. culture with militarism. When the U.S. wages war, they dehumanize, then kill a specific segment of humanity. In the process, they fray their own humanity. They become less human themselves. and thus more in sync with the evil they claim to be obliterating. This is what's happening to them right now. How is their culture being poisoned? One obvious way is the rate of wet suicides, around 60,000 in the last decade. And of course, there is the pretend militarism of lust and armed souls who have made mass murder a recurring aspect of the daily news flow. And in hate crimes, add in the prison industrial complex. The prison industry in the United States is massive and growing. According to the American Friends Service Committee, since 1970, the number of incarcerated people in the U.S. has increased by 700% to the point that the U.S. prison population is the largest in the world, both per capita and in total numbers. As of 2019, there are an estimated 2.3 million people behind bars and 4.5 million people on probation or parole. The estimated cost of the U.S. mass incarceration system is $182 billion a year, with hundreds of private companies competing for government contracts. Now consider this observation by Paul Tritzler on just one of late-in-game the Second World War bombing campaigns. In March of 1945, he writes, "Seemingly endless waves of B-29s roared across Tokyo, dropping 1 million bombs containing 2,000 tons of incendiaries. In under 3 hours, over 100,000 people lay dead and 1 million were homeless. The firebombing of 67 cities over the following 5 months resulted in the further deaths of at least 500,000 people. A deliberate policy of wiping out civilians living in the densely populated poorer districts. With no remorse, U.S. Air Force General Curtis LeMay openly declared, they were scorched and boiled and baked to death. Although it didn't dampen their enthusiasm, bomber crews said the stench of burning flesh rose high into the air, forcing them to use oxygen masks to keep from vomiting. At the end of that 5 month period came atomic destruction. This is not about the blame. And this is not about the shame. This is about change. And still, Americans have their finger on the nuclear trigger."